I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life.
Thank you. What a joy it is to be able to share with you on this radio program, It's a Good Life. What a joy it is to be able to share with you the Word of God. And I trust today that you do know Him as your Savior. And if you do, I trust that you are serving Him and you are doing what you can to further God's Word so that others may know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Why not write to me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. If you'll write to me today and request a transcript of this program, I'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You can also write to me and share with me any prayer requests that is on your heart, and I'll be glad to pray with you that God's will would be done and those prayer requests would be answered. Well, today we're going to pick up our study in Romans chapter 9. Last time we left off in verses 27 through 29, and let me read those verses again. It says, Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. In other words, Paul is saying, although there's millions and trillions, whatever you interpret that sand of the sea as, there's many, okay? Only a certain amount, only a small amount compared to that's going to be saved. He says only a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. And we know that those cities, towns were destroyed by God because of immorality. And the Bible tells us that things are going to wax worse and worse. And we look around today and we see things happening that when I was a child growing up, I would not have conceived the things that are present today, the evil that's around us. But the Bible says that things are going to wax worse and worse. And one of these days, God's going to call a halt. He's going to say, that's enough. And things will change, and people need to be saved now and not put it off. But Paul is telling us here that only a certain amount will be saved, a certain number will be saved. And Isaiah chapter 10, verses 22 and 23 say, for though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. God's going to make a decision. And, of course, He already knows what's going to take place. He already knows this. He's not forcing anybody to do anything. There's coming a time, though, when He says, that's enough, and it's going to be over with. And, you know, that's the way it is in a person's life. There comes a time when a person's life is finished. And we don't stop to think of that a lot of times, but even the saved person's life is going to be over with. And I made mention this in another broadcast, that our life's a vapor and appears for a little time and vanisheth away. I don't, if a man lives to be 100 years old or 120 years old, that is a small amount concerning eternity. And we need to consider that, especially if a person is unsaved, that person needs to get saved. Well, Paul has been showing that some Gentiles were to be saved, and we've studied that. And he now proceeds to say that some Jews would not be saved. In verse 28, it says, for he will finish the work. In Matthew 24:22, it says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, and that's the Jews, those days shall be shortened. So we see that God's going to call a halt and things will change, things will stop. Now in Romans chapter 9, verses 30 through 33, verse 30, we see that there's justification for the Gentiles. In verse 30 it says, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith?" Well, because of what has been said, we can conclude that although the Gentiles who didn't try to be righteous or justified, they have been justified by faith according to the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we see that Gentiles are saved by faith. And Paul says, you know, Gentiles are going to be saved and so are the Jews, so are some of the Jews. And then we read in verses 31 through 33 well, let's read that. It says, "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness." Now, the Jews are trying to live by the law, many of them. The Jewish people, and this is as a whole, this is not those who are saved there in the church, but he's speaking of the Jewish people, Paul's brethren in general here. He says that they tried to follow the law of righteousness, but they could not attain righteousness. And he says, why or wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. And we've read before how that Jesus Christ is that stumbling stone. And just as there would be a few Gentiles saved, on the other hand, Israel, though trying to be righteous by trying to keep the law, have not been justified by the law of righteousness. Why? Because they tried to be saved by works instead of by receiving justification by faith. And the reason is that they tripped. Or they fell over. They were offended by the stumbling stone. And Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4 says this, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." And once again, the Jews had this scripture. They should have known that they could only be saved by faith. Just as Abraham was saved by faith, his righteousness, his faith was counted for righteousness, the Bible tells us, even before the law was given. So if a person really studies the scripture and takes God at his word, they know that no matter how good they are, how good they try to be, how many of the Ten Commandments they try to keep, that they're not saved that way. It's only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Scripture, it's written that God laid in Zion. And it talks about this, about the stumbling stone over in verse 32 of Romans chapter 9. But it's written, God laid in Zion. And as someone who was the Israelites would take offense at, in other words, they would have a problem with this stumbling stone, that someone is none other than Jesus Christ, the one who is the stumbling stone. And it's foretold by Isaiah in Isaiah 28:16. And we've read about that in Romans chapter 9, verse 33. And also, we keep reading in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin," that's a snare, "and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem." In other words, he would be a stumbling stone because they were not trusting in him. It was hard for them to understand because they were not listening to God. Although they had the scriptures, they were not listening. They did not believe God when God says that he was laying in Zion, a stumbling stone. In Psalm 118, verse 22, the Bible says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner." And that's speaking of Jesus Christ, who has become the head corner of the head stone of the quarter, a corner. And the Jewish people did not receive him. They did not receive him as Messiah. They did not receive him as the deliverer that was prophesied of in the Old Testament. Now, the stone which caused Israel to stumble was the rock which offended their self-righteousness. It was actually him, none other than their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, you read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28 and verse 16, it says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, or shall not be ashamed, or shall not be confounded." And it's totally by believing what God says that a person gets saved. And Paul the Apostle was asked, as he was in jail with that Philippian jailer, said, what must I do to be saved? And he was told to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And that's all a person does, is trust Jesus Christ. That word believe means to trust Him, to trust the Lord. And the Jewish nation as a whole has not trusted Jesus as their Savior. They're still looking for a Messiah. They're still looking for a king. And once again, there are saved Jews. There are saved people, the Israelites. And this is what Paul's talking about here. He says, I want all of them to get saved. Time is short. Even back then, as Paul was writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, time was short. And it makes no difference how long we live or think we're going to live. Time is short. And people need to make a decision for the Lord today. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 42 through 44, Jesus saith unto them, Did you never read in the Scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same has become the head of the corner. He's talking to the Jews. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. He's saying, did not you read this in the Scriptures? Jesus is speaking to the Israelites, to the Jewish people here. And therefore say I unto you, Jesus says, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. That's to the Gentiles. And whosoever shall fall on this stone, he's speaking of himself, shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Well, what takes place is if you will trust in Jesus Christ, in other words, you just, it's like a load being lifted off of you as you fall on Him. It says, whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. We come to Jesus in a broken and contrite spirit. Our hearts are broken. We know we can't save ourselves, and we need Jesus Christ as our Savior. But if you refuse Him, whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. In other words, a person doesn't have to wait to be condemned. The Bible says that you're condemned already if you've not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 8 says, And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Do you know Him today as your Savior? Have you trusted Him? You need to call upon Him today. Receive Him as your Lord and your Savior. Until the next time when you hear me say, It is a good life, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.